Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, dedicated school leaders, and a very happy Tuesday to you. Welcome back to your Morning Boost. Today we're going to tackle a sensitive but critical topic, and that is how to effectively support students from broken homes. The challenge lies in approaching these situations with genuine empathy, ensuring our support is robust, but doing so without inadvertently lowering academic rigor or expectations for these students. It's a delicate balance, and we're going to discuss some strategies to try to achieve it. Okay, so supporting students navigating the complexities of a broken home environment requires a nuanced and thoughtful approach. It's easy to feel the pull to lessen demands, but our role as educators is to provide stability, high expectations, and unwavering support, ensuring these students receive the best possible education. This isn't about giving a pass, it's about building bridges. So let's dive into some strategies to maintain rigor while offering deep empathy. Right away, it's vital to establish a culture of psychological safety in our schools and in our classrooms. We want to create an environment where students feel safe to express themselves, knowing they won't be judged. This encourages them to communicate when they're struggling, which in turn allows us to offer more targeted support. Make it a practice to regularly check in with students, not just about their academics, but about their overall well-being. Second, consider flexibility, not lowered standards. Instead of reducing the difficulty of assignments, think about offering flexibility in deadlines or alternative presentation methods. A student struggling at home might genuinely need an extra day for a project or the option to present verbally instead of a written report, all without compromising the intellectual challenge of the task itself. Another strategy here is to connect with external resources. Our schools, we have counselors, social workers, community liaisons. There are a lot of people out there that can try to help with a family situation. Familiarizing ourselves with the available external support networks, whether it is family counseling services or food banks or after-school programs, all of this is going to help us connect families to these resources, which will significantly alleviate some of the pressures that can manifest into school. Now, consistency and predictability are key. For students experiencing instability at home, the school environment can be a crucial anchor. Maintain consistent routines where at all possible, clear expectations, predictable consequences when things don't go well. This structure provides a sense of security and normalcy that might be missing elsewhere in their lives. Lastly here, focus on strengths and building resilience. Identify and celebrate the student's strengths, whether it's academic, social, or artistic. Empower them by fostering self-advocacy skills. Remind them of their capabilities. Help them develop coping mechanisms to navigate their challenges. All of this process will help build resilience, and it's a life skill far beyond academics, which is going to serve our students well into the future. Just remember, the goal isn't to fix their home life. That's most of the time is going to be beyond our scope. But instead, we want to ensure that their experiences outside of school don't derail their educational journey or diminish their potential. This empathetic approach, coupled with unwavering academic support, is going to be paramount to success. Okay, to wrap up our Tuesday, today we talked about supporting students from broken homes, and this effectively means offering empathy without sacrificing rigor. It's about creating a safe and predictable school environment, providing flexibility where appropriate without lowering standards, and frankly, connecting students and families with the external resources they need. By focusing on consistency, building resilience, and fostering open communication, we ensure that every student, regardless of their home situation, has the opportunity to thrive academically and personally. Just imagine a student facing daily uncertainty at home, finding a reliable sanctuary in the classroom, a place where expectations are clear, support is present, and their potential is recognized and nurtured. That's the impact we strive for. Before I let you go, I do want to give a quick shout out to a couple of other awesome podcasts that are worth checking out. If you're looking for more ways to support students and as they prepare for college, check out Carpool to College with hosts Tracy Amadeo and Tara Horitz. Their show really dives into some of those great tips that can help not only our administrators support parents and students, but honestly, parents support their own kids. It's a great show. Another one I'd like to talk about, and if you're looking for some laughs and a real talk about school leadership, my good friend Dr. Lisa Hill hosts a show called Vice Principal Unofficed, and I'll tell you what, she is absolutely hilarious. She shares great stories and tidbits of life as a school assistant principal, vice principal, you name it. She's done it all. All of these shows, they can be found by searching the name wherever you get your podcasts. Outside of that, thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me on this wonderful Tuesday. I hope you have a great one. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to Your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.